KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. Puerto Ricans in Los Angeles are rushing to help their families and friends on the island as a deep humanitarian crisis sets in after Hurricane Maria devastated the island a week ago. Here's KQED's Stephen Cuevas.
Nicole Hernandez was supposed to reunite with her dad and other family on the island this week for a big family cruise. Then the hurricanes hit, first Irma, then Maria. But her dad is okay.
He said, we want to stay, we want to help rebuild. But he said, if gas doesn't become more available, things are going to get worse.
Hernandez is co-founder of Puerto Ricans in Action, an L.A. nonprofit. They're mobilizing a small but close-knit network of restaurants, shops, and other businesses to raise money and gather donations. Like most everyone else on the island, her dad has no electricity and limited water. Stores are reopening, but basic food and supplies are tight.
For him, he asked for bread, bring us bread. For my grandmother, he said, could bring us diapers and like a hand crank radio.
A South LA organization that sponsors the annual California Puerto Rican Parade set up a network of donation drop-off sites at Puerto Rican-owned businesses from LA to Orange County. Organizer Nikki Claudio says whatever they can get their hands on will get shipped out once a week.
We're going to be sending out shipments every Monday, but this week they said that if we can get one out again Thursday, whatever we have at the time.
President Trump plans to visit Puerto Rico next week. Nicole Hernandez says it's an opportunity to spotlight the island's other longstanding troubles, like a crushing economic crisis and double-digit unemployment.
So I think Maria just took the bottom out of people that have been like already in a free fall.
After speaking with her father, Hernandez says she'll probably postpone plans to visit. Or maybe, like her and scores of other Puerto Ricans in recent years, he'll come to the mainland, maybe to stay. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
The city of San Francisco is suing Equifax for failing to protect the personal data of more than 15 million Californians and for taking too long to disclose the massive breach that occurred back in May. The credit rating giant reporting the hack 6 weeks after learning it. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera says the information Equifax gave consumers to deal with the hacking was confusing.
So we are seeking restitution for Californians that may have been impacted, plus penalties of like $2,500 per day per violation. So this case can involves many, many millions of dollars.
Equifax declined to comment on the pending litigation, but says it's focused on helping customers navigate the situation. San Francisco is the first city to sue Equifax. The state of Massachusetts has also sued.
Support for the California Report comes from Paint Care, now with more than 800 drop-off sites in California, where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web, theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
Sexually transmitted diseases are at an all-time high in California. That's according to a new report from the State Department of Public Health, as KQED's April Domboski tells us.
The number of people diagnosed with chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis has increased 40% compared to 5 years ago. Infection rates are highest among people under 30, African Americans, and men who have sex with men. Health officials are particularly concerned about the rise of syphilis in babies who are infected in utero. This can lead to stillbirth or permanent disabilities in children. Officials are recommending regular STD testing, even for people who have no symptoms. All three of these diseases can be cured with antibiotics. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
Renetta Boxey lives in the Bay Area, in Livermore to be exact, but for the past week, her heart has been in Mexico City. Her brother, the photographer Wesley Boxey, has been seriously injured in Mexico's 7.1 magnitude earthquake last week. His wife, Elizabeth, was missing. Emily Green reports.
In New York City in the 1970s, Wesley was something of a teenage troublemaker. His parents sent him to Peru, and he took his camera with him. And it's there that he got his start as a photojournalist. Then, in 1985, the Mexico earthquake hit, killing around 10,000 people. And the Reuters news agency sent Wesley to Mexico City. He talks about that experience in an old interview conducted in Spanish.
I saw things I never imagined I would see. It was something so impactful that even today, I remember them as if it were yesterday.
There was a video journalist also covering the 85 earthquake who knew Wesley well, Miguel Real.
I remember him, see him work in the rubbles, you know, in the buildings. He was very patient. When he wants something, he was waiting for hours and hours just to get the right pictures.
Real says Wesley covered more than a dozen wars as a photojournalist before settling in Mexico City around 2011. And then, 32 years to the day after the 85 earthquake, last week happened. Wesley and Elizabeth were in their seventh-floor apartment. The building completely collapsed. Wesley was found seriously injured on the street and remains in intensive care. Elizabeth died. Their 5-year-old daughter, Amara, was at school and survived unharmed. Because Wesley was in the hospital, his sister Renata went to Elizabeth's funeral in his place. Renata felt too overwhelmed to give an interview for this story. Instead, she shows me pictures of a family trip with her brother, of Wesley making funny faces at Lake Tahoe, where he learned to ski, kind of. That trip she planned to Italy, she says that can wait. For now, she sits vigil by his side in the hospital. For the California Report, I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.
Man, it is tough being a University of Southern California Trojan these days. First, stellar reporting by the LA Times exposed how the dean of the medical school was involved with students, drugs, and allegedly crime. The dean has since resigned. Now an assistant USC basketball coach is facing federal bribery charges. The coach could face up to 80 years behind bars if convicted. The president of the NCAA says he is deeply disturbed by the nature of these charges. As for USC, they say they have put this coach on leave, and they've hired a former FBI director to conduct an internal investigation. And that's been the California Report for Wednesday, September 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great day.